Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Avais, Perik, Gimel Mishnah Yud Zayin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, says, Im ein Taira, if there's no Taira, ein derech eretz. Says about Tanura, a person who doesn't have Taira, his dealing with people will not be proper. Im ein derech eretz, ein Taira, on the other side of the coin. If he doesn't have proper behavior, then the Taira that he learns is forgotten from him. Furthermore, says the Taisus Yamtiv, a person who doesn't behave properly, and he learns Taira, people will assume, that's what he learns in his Taira, and therefore it is a terrible Chilul Hashem. Zakta Mishnah Vayit Yemein Chachma, if there's no wisdom, Ein Yira, then there's no fear of Aveira. Im Ein Yira, there's no fear of Aveira, then Ein Chachma. If you learn and you have no Yerushimayim, so what is your Taira worth? You're not taking your Taira seriously. Im Ein Bina, if there is no understanding, Bina is a deeper understanding. Bina means to be maven davar mitoich davar. Here, let me give you an example. You're downstairs bouncing a ball. And your father says, please, mashallah, I have a headache. Please stop bouncing. So you stop bouncing. And then you go and you make yourself a malted. And you turn on the big blender. Bzzz, that shakes the whole house. And your father says, didn't I tell you something? And you say, you told me not to bounce the ball. But your father said the reason he doesn't want you to bounce the ball is because he has a headache. So why are you making noise through something else? So there's Das and there's Bina. Das is an ability to understand something and the reason why. Bina is to be maven davar mitoich davar. That if someone tells you one thing, you understand something else. So therefore, again, the Mishnah says as follows. Im ein Bina, if you can't understand what something really means, ein Das, you can't give a reason for it. And im ein Das, if you don't have an ability to explain things, then ein Bina. Then you won't be able to be maven davar mitoich davar. If you can't understand that the bouncing ball is because it's making your father's headache worse, you'll never be able to figure out that you shouldn't make any other noise. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Im ein kemach ein taira. If there's no flour, there's no taira. If someone doesn't have what to eat, how can he be Isaac in taira? Im ein taira ein kemach. But if there's no taira, there's no flour. Says the Baturura, what's the purpose of the flour if he has no taira? What are you doing with your life? Vayitra says the Mishnah, Hu haya aimer, kol shechachmasai, anyone whose wisdom merubah mimaisav is more than his actions. Yeah, he understands, he learns, but when it comes to doing, he doesn't really do that many mitzvahs. So lama hi daima, what can he be compared to? Li'ilon, to a tree, shanaf of merubim, that has many branches, but v'shirash of mu'atin, but few roots. It may look like a very nice tree, psh. He really knows how to explain things nicely, but varuach ba, the wind comes, v'yaykartai, and uproots the tree, v'hayfach v'yalpanav, and turns it upside down, literally on its face. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, v'haya ke'arar, he will be like a lone tree, barava, on an open area, v'loy yira, which will not be zaycha to see, ki yavaytai, when good comes. Vishachin, and a tree that dwells, Chereidim Bamidbar, all dried up in the Midbar, in the wilderness. Eretz Melecha, a salty land, Veloiseshe, where nothing can survive there. This is the Navi Yirmiyah, who compares a person that turns away from Hashem to a lonely tree that grows in a poor land. Avokal Shemaisav Merubim Mechechmase, but anyone whose actions are more than his wisdom. Lami hidaima, what can he be compared to? Li'ilan, to a tree. Shanaf of mu'atin, may have few branches, but v'shirash of merubin, many roots. Shafilu kala rucha shabiyaylam, even of all the winds in the world. Bayis v'noishmas bay, come and blow at it. Ein mezizin oisim imakayme, they don't budge from its place. A person that is more maisim than his chachma will never lose his chachma. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, "Vaya ke'etz shasal al mayim," he'll be like a tree planted near water, while yuval yishalach shirashav, whose roots spread out along the brooks. V'la yira ki yavei chaim, he won't see when hot weather comes. It has enough natural water within it to keep it wet and moist, Vayoleyu Ranan, whose leaves are forever fresh. Ubishnas Betzaides, and during a year of drought, Lo Yidag, he won't worry. But Lo Yomish Miyaisais Peri, he will not stop producing fruit. There was a Yid, his name was Remendel Futterfass. He was a big tzaddik. And he was arrested in Russia for teaching Torah. When he was in prison, a very difficult prison in Siberia, many people were walking around and they were saying, oh, I used to be a general and now look where I am, a prisoner here forever. Oh, I used to be a big doctor. In those days, the Soviet Union used to arrest almost everybody and send them off to Siberia for many years. Remendel said, everyone is saying who they used to be, and now they're nothing. They're no more a doctor. They're no more a general. They no longer have a big business. The government took away all the businesses. But me, let's see, who did I used to be? A Yid that serves Hashem and teaches Torah. I didn't lose that. I'm that over here as well.